Okay. Decided. Wanted to belabor this point a little bit more in terms of the Prima Gadim's quoting this Taz that they can't be Oker Davman HaTorah, which is Beferish. So, continuing in Os Tes, the Prima Gadim writes that V'im Yesh Koach B'Yadam Lakor Mikol Divrei Kabbalah Me'ezetam Yivor Mirtz Hashem B'Ma'aluv Madrega Mizeh. So we're going to explain that a little bit later, whether or not there is a heter to be mevatel, something which is found in Nach. Va'ayim mashkasa b'piryi or achayim simresh pebeze v'tosefes Shabbos Shom. Right, so then he says that check out the Prima Gadim in Hilchos Shabbos and the Sefer Tosefes Shabbos. So what's he referring to? So if you look in footnote 73, he gives you a little bit of what's going on there. I'll just give you a little bit more background. The Tosfos Yontif on Maseches Megillah asks the following very obvious kasha, even though, you know, it sounds meikor like a klutz kasha, but it opens the door to a lot of important things. So the Tosfos Yontif asks, and this is a quote from the Tosfos Yontif, Kasav Harav She'ein Kriyas Megillah B'Shabbos Gzeir Hashem Yitlen. So right, so he says the you're not allowed to read the Megillah on Shabbos because of a Gzeira of Shem Yitlen. It's Obaki V'Yavar Dalenam Sarab. Why? Da Kol Chayavim, this quote from the Gemara, Da Kol Chayavim B'Kriyas HaMegillah V'Eina Kol Bakiyin. Everyone is chayiv in Kriyas HaMegillah, and not everyone is a baki in Kriyas HaMegillah, as the Gemara says. Therefore, we're a choshesh that someone's going to be yelech etzel baki, and he's going to want to learn how to read the Megillah properly, and thus he will end up being ma'avidal adam shusharab. V'kashali, imkein, lo makorin b'sefer Torah b'shabbos, kinetan perek basra. Says the last perek in Maseches Megillah talks about Kriyas HaTorah, Mondays, Thursdays, and Shabbos. So why is it that we have Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos? Isn't there the same chashash? Ein hakol b'kiyin v'kriyas HaTorah? And we're choshesh shema yelech etzel baki, and he's going to be ma'avidal adam shusharab. So why don't we have the exact same chashash when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah? That's the kasha of the Tosfos Yontif. So then he answers, yeah? Ah, so we'll try to give some of our own answers. We'll come back to that in terms of this kasha. That's why it's a good kasha. Even though you hear it, you right away you know it's not a kasha, but you know it's a great kasha to get the ball rolling. So the skipping a little bit in the Tosfos Yontif, he answers v'nichali mashkasa b'tur. So based, I like the teretz based on the tur in Or HaChaim Reish Siman Kuf Lamed Tes. That Dakori beparsha tzarech l'sader osatchila pamayim b'shalosh beino levein atzmo. So you're really supposed to go over the laning a minimum of three times before you lane, even if you're really an excellent bakore, you should chazer it three times. So he says, basically, if you hold of that tour, then the guy who's going to get up there is going to always be a bucky. And thus, you don't really have that much to fear. That seems to be his teretz. This is, I'll give you his exact lashon, where he says, "V'im kain, if that is so, kol akorin b'kiyin hein, dumya." One second, I skipped something. I'm sorry. Kol akorin b'kiyin hein, and therefore, dumya the tiritz sheni de tosos b'mila to lo gazru k'mosh kasav b'shma b'mishne beis perek dal de sukkah. The time of Adam Mal Elam Kain Hubaki. So he says everyone who's going to be involved in this particular thing is automatically going to be a Baki. He references the Shail of Mila as well, that you don't have people who are amateur molim, it's not something that's matzui, and therefore we're not koshish for that as well. So anyone who's going to be Mal on Shabbos is obviously going to be a Moel. You don't become a Moel for the first time on a Shabbos Mila. And therefore, we're not choshish that somebody's going to take his mila knife to a baki to try to learn Hilchos Mila. So too, we're not choshish that somebody's going to bring his Torah to a baki to learn how to read the Torah. Because the guy is chayef to become a baki by the time he gets up there to lane, and thus we're not choshish that he's going to carry Sefer Torah b'shesurab. That's his teretz between the difference between Kriyas HaTorah and Kriyas HaMegillah. Yeah.
Isn't the chashash of like Shemini Yisrael, Yisrael Baki, is that, you know, like there's some like issue with like the klaf or like.
No,
some,
it doesn't like, say such a lashon.
It's just strictly what.
Yeah, that's the, it says kol chayav b'mikra Megillah v'ena kol b'kin b'mikra Megillah. Right, say that when we're afraid that the guy's going to want to learn how to read the Megillah. He's not. He's chayav in the mitzvah, but he doesn't know how to read it. So he wants to learn how to read it. So he's going to go to a baki to teach him how to read it. Baki doesn't mean like the posek hador in Hilchos Megillah. It just means somebody who knows how to read the Megillah. Yeah. Yeah, all of these the same three chashashas that we mentioned last week. You had the chashash by Rosh Hashanah, the chashash by Dalad Minim, and the chashash by Mikra Megillah. It's all a chashash of carrying. Right? Rav Matzil Salman once made a very obvious observation. He said that, what are these three things have in common? They're all mitzvahs d'oraisa for all, or excuse me, two mitzvahs d'oraisa and one mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah or midirabbanan, perhaps, that they canceled for all of Klal Yisrael on a chashash that how many people are going to carry? I don't know. How many people? Once a year maximum? Maybe? One Jew? And first of all, how many people live in an area where they have a Rosh Hashanah d'oraisa between here and there? It's lav davka that you have too many people like that. And furthermore, how many people who are frum are going to carry on a Megillah or a Shofar or a Lulav? It's not going to happen. We're talking about one person a year, one person a generation. It's going to violate Shabbos. He says, but our problem that we don't understand this Yisod is that we don't understand what it means to be Mechal Shabbos, even Meshogig. He says, if you knew what Shabbos meant, you would realize that this is something that's so special, that's so sacred, that we're willing to cancel a mitzvah d'oraisa for all of Klal Yisrael on the possibility that someone would violate the Isser Hotzah b'shogeg. And not just that, but we know that Hotzah is referred to as a malacha grua. It's a lesser malacha than other malachos. Right? So it's not even as bad as the as writing something on Shabbos or something to that effect. So if we have to remember, when you hear of Isser d'Rabbanan, that's a gzera, that you might come to violate Shabbos, you have to remember what we're talking about here. The Shabbos is obviously such an unbelievably important thing that Chazal were willing to cancel entire mitzvahs for it, so it's not something we should ever take lightly, something we should appreciate what it means to be Shomer Shabbos, and God forbid to be Mechal Shabbos. But anyway, so all these chashashos are Akiras Davar Min HaTorah because of a chashash Otzah. So that's the teretz of the Tosas Yontiv and the Sefer Tosefes Shabbos asks a kashan. I don't have the Sefer, but the Prima Gadim quotes it, and in the footnote 73, Rav Eisenberger quotes it. So Sefer Tosefes Shabbos asks, he says, what? So that means that people who get up to read the Megillah in Shul don't know how to read? But Derech Klal, it's the opposite almost. He doesn't write this, but Derech Klal, it's the opposite, that sometimes a guy will get up there to read the Torah, he sort of kind of knows it, yet people, they wing it with the trup, which is not really, meaning it's not so great, because according to the Shitas HaRambam, you even correct people who make a mistake in the trup. So you're supposed to at least try to be Yotzei, Das, Kol HaRishonim, L'Charchila, to try to at least get up there knowing the trup. Now, we Paskin, you don't tell him to go back unless he changes the meaning of a word, but you should try to know the trup, L'Charchila. And so we put people up there for Kriyas HaTorah, don't know what they're doing. But Mikra Megillah, they're always perfect. How many times have you ever heard a mistake in Mikra Megillah? Not only that, they read the Megillah extra times to make sure they got this machlokas and the girso, so they repeat psukim, they repeat halves of psukim, to make sure that there's a chashash, right? I think Dr. Schneer Lyman once pointed out that if you're going to be choshish for multiple readings, he could have you reading Kriyas HaTorah from today till you wouldn't have a break in between last Shabbos Kriyas HaTorah and this Shabbos is Kriyas HaTorah if you're choshish for that. But for the Megillah, we're so careful. We're choshish if there's one daya that really, it's lifnehem versus bifnehem, right? What's the other one that they repeat? Lashmid larog ulahabed versus lashmid larog lahabed, right? So that's that we read these psukim over again to make sure that we get it right. So everybody knows the Megillah perfectly. So Tosefes Shabbos says he doesn't understand what the people who get up to read the Megillah are not Bekiyin versus people who get up to read the Torah are Bekiyin. It's not true. The same halacha that says you're supposed to be a Baki when you get up there to read the Torah. So you're supposed to get up there to lay in the Megillah as well when you're a Baki. So he doesn't like the Tosus Yontif's Teretz. Rather, he gives his own Teretz. He says that the Chachamim did not want to be Mavatel, a Takana Kvul, a Chol Shavua, Mishum Gzer. The Chachamim did not want to cancel Kriyas HaTorah every single Shabbos because of a Gzerah Shema Yarad Al Adamos. Once in a blue moon, they could cancel Mikra Megillah on Shabbos because they were afraid that there's going to be a Chashash Chilul Shabbos, but Mikra Megillah will survive. Masha'en Kein, the entire Takana of Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos is going to be Batal Mavutal because we're afraid you're going to carry? Yeah?
I mean, really, according to algebra, it should be the exact opposite. That if it's a legit Chashash that people are going to be Ma'abir B'Al Amish Rabbi, then really you should have that Chashash every week. But then once in a blue moon, then, tell people to be extra, Machmir, not to go anyplace. Saying if it's a legitimate Chashash, then the Chashash should be on the one every single week and not the one, once in a blue moon.
But he's not going with that svar at all. He's saying a different word. He's saying that if you cancel Kriyas HaTorah every Shabbos, so then there's no such thing as Kriyas HaTorah anymore. It's all canceled. Shabbos, Kriyas HaTorah.
It's not the fact that it happens every single week.
Well, no, but he's saying that it's a takana, that this is what it is. You have, everyone's supposed to read from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, everybody's been reading the Torah every single Shabbos. So now you're just going to come along and say, we're not going to do that anymore? It's canceled completely? So Mikra Megillah, so that's also a takana, but if you don't lane this year on Shabbos, you'll lane next year on a different day. It's not really going to be, you're not going to be mavata the entire takana.
It goes like a fall every year, right?
Not only that, even that year you'll have some people do Shushan Purim. You'll have other possibilities. If Purim falls out on Shabbos, we don't cancel Mikra Megillah. We read it on different days. So therefore, you're never going to be canceling Mikra Megillah Lagamri. Mashenkin, if you cancel Kriyas HaTorah every Shabbos, you've completely done away with the Takana. And at the end of his Teretz, the Tosefta Shabbos is Mitzayin, the Taz and the Magen Avraham that we mentioned last week, that one is not permitted to uproot a halacha which is found beferish in the Torah, like blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to just uproot it as a gzeira shem yisak and klishir. No matter how chashuv chilul Shabbos might be, it's not something that's going to cause us to uproot something which is beferish in the Torah. And we gave a lot of different applications last week. So he wants to quote the same thing over here by Mikra Megillah. So he's seemingly applying it to Divrei Kabbalah as well, that since it says in the Megillah, it says in Nach, that we're going to read the Megillah on Purim, so we don't have the right to then go ahead and take away the entire... Excuse me, scratch what I just said. I was a little confused. Again, so he's mitzayin that the Taz with regard to being mevatel the entire takana of Kriyas HaTorah. So not Mikra Megillah, excuse me, it was opposite what I said. So bearing that in mind, the Prima Gadim, this Prima Gadim is actually in the Prima Gadim in the Mishpat Sosav in Simon Reish Pei Beis, Sivkat Na'alef. He has a long piece on the first Taz in Reish Pei Beis. And then at the end of it, he quotes this Tosefta Shabbos, and he's not convinced that there's anything to be Mitzayin in terms of the Taz. He says that it's quite possible that the Taz was only talking about Divrei Torah. So he says, but the Divrei Sofrim, in terms of Dinim de Rabbanon, so it's quite possible that the Chachamim, whenever they want to cancel a takana that other Chachamim made, they have every right to cancel a Takanas Chachamim Mishum Chashash Chilul Shabbos or any other Chashash. So he doesn't understand that the Tosefta Shabbos being Mitzayim the Taz and saying that we don't want to go and cancel the entire Takana. He says, what does it have to do with that Taz? Doesn't ring so true in terms of the Taz was saying you don't want to be mavatal something which says in the Torah to do. So now he wants to say, and when the Chachamim went ahead and said, read the Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu, even Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the transcriber of the Torah, but what he himself was misakin doesn't have a din d'oraisa, has a din d'rabbanan. So if Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin, they were supposed to read Kriyas HaTorah on every Shabbos. If we're going to be mevatel that's not the same thing as what the Taz was talking about. So he leaves it as a tzarachin. He doesn't understand exactly what he's saying.
What?
Oh, Reish Pei Beis. Yeah, it's in Hilchos Shabbos.
And is that in just the halacha or the din to read on Shabbos? Is that
different than Takanas Ezra 3 days thing, or is it on separate?
That's the question. Which one was Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu, and which one was Takanas Ezra? There's a Magen Avraham that writes that he thinks that only Shabbos Mincha was Takanas Ezra, and everything else was really Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu, from all the way back from the Maisa in the right when they left Mitzrayim. It says Vayechol Shloshim V'Lamatzo Mayim. So they made a takana that there shouldn't be 3 days without Torah. So they said Monday, Thursday, Shabbos is going to be Kriyas HaTorah. And then I think Ezra was the Magen Avraham Tainis. Ezra was Misakein Shabbos afternoon. But there's difference, the conflicting sources in terms of who was Misakein what. Well, I was assuming Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakein. Okay, so just happens to be that even though it's highly questionable what the Tosefes Shabbos is mitzayin from the words of the Taz, but we do find the Tosefes Shabbos' concept, you know, very often in other works of, you know, rabbinic literature, that it's quote that we have this idea that we don't want to be completely oker takanas chacham, not necessarily because we can't, but because we don't want to simply, you know, use other existing rules to destroy takanas chacham, right? We've spoken about this at least one other occasion. The famous Ran in Arvei Psachim, right? It's about the Gemara has a suffix whether or not you're supposed to drink. You're supposed to do haseba during the first two kosas or the last two kosas. The Gemara presents a svara lakan, a svara lakan. During the first two kosas, we say that that's dafka, the time of the, you know, we're talking about the time of the cheres, and the last two kosas are already free, so maida hava hava, and there's no reason to do haseba during the last two kosas, or just the opposite. Maybe during the first two kosas, we're still holding by, we haven't yet mentioned the geula, so we're still holding by Shibud Mitzrayim, so maybe you shouldn't do haseba during those two kosas, but by the last two kosas, so already we're in the period of cheres of the Seder, so they should do a seba at that point. So the Gemara says that now that we don't have an answer, so kulu nami boy a seba, that we'll do a seba during all four of the kosas. So the Ran, it's on Chaf Gimel Med Aleph in the Dapei Arif, Divrei Masa V'Hashta. So the Ran asks the famous Kasha that I thought we usually go the opposite way. We usually go Sveika Derabanan Lekula. So if the mitzvah of Haseba is only Midrabanan, and that's a fairly valid assumption, that the mitzvah of Haseba is only Midrabanan, so why don't we say the first two kosas we have a suffix whether or not to do Haseba, so we should be Makel, and the last two kosas we should have suffix whether to do Haseba, we should be Makel, and therefore we shouldn't do Haseba during any of the kosas, not to do Haseba during all four of the kosas. So the Ran first answers that it's a Milsa Deleis Batircha, and therefore, you know, it's what's the big deal? You can lean, it's not so hard to do. And therefore, we require you to do a seba by all four. By a mils deleis batircha, we're not going to allow you to get away with sveika derabanan lekula. All right, that's one mahalach. And then the other mahalach the Ran quotes is he says, let's say you have sveika derabanan lekula, and you're going to not lean by any of the kosos. So one thing we know for sure is that when Chazal instituted haseba during the Dalet kosos, they wanted us to do haseba during the Dalet kosos. They might not have wanted us to do haseba during all four, but they definitely want us to do during two of the four. And we don't know which two. So we're going to do none. So then we're definitely, what we're using the klal of Sveika Derabanan Lekula to fly in the face of the Takanas Chachamim, that you should definitely do a Seba during two of the four kosos. So when you're going to cancel the Takanas Chachamim Legamrei, so then we don't say Sveika Derabanan Lekula. It's only when you're going to be Mekayim, the Takanas somewhat, that you could say Sveika Derabanan Lekula, just not in one circumstance. But here we're talking about La'ol Me'ad, there will never be Haseba during, you know, any of the Dalet Kosos, which is definitely not what the Chachamim wanted. So therefore we don't say Sveika Derabanan Lekula, cancel Takanas Chachamim. Again, not necessarily exactly what the Taz says, but in the spirit of the Taz, and certainly in the spirit of what the Tosefes Shabbos was talking about, that we don't go out of our way to cancel a Takanas Chachamim when we know that that's the opposite of the Ratzon Chacham. We don't make other takanas or use certain rules that the Chachamim instituted to cancel takanas Chachamim. There's a famous stira that I talked about this last year. this Ron and the stira in the Ron between the Ron and Megillah Ron. It's a famous idea that there's a stira between this Ron and Arvei Pesachim and the Ran in the beginning of Megillah and Daf Beis Amud Aleph in the Daf Arif on the Gemara and Daf Hey Amud Aleph, where they talk about if you have a suffik whether or not you're in an ear that's mukefes choma mimos Yeshua ben Nun ve'elach. We don't know that if you're in a city that you're not sure if it's properly a walled city. So what should you do? So the Ran paskins that since we have a suffik, so you should lean the Megillah on your Dalet and you don't wait for Tezvav. That's Psak of the Ran. That's everybody asks. Wait a minute, this is a steer in the Ran. The Ran last time in Ilchus Pesach and Arvei Pesachim, he writes that if you have a suffik, you should do both. So according to the Ran Lashitaso should say that you should, if you have this suffik, so you really Mikra Adin, you should lean the Megillah no times. But since we're not going to be Mekel on this suffik, so you could lean the Megillah on the first day, not the second day. But if the Ran was Lashitaso, what would he have said? Both days, yeah, you should lean the Megillah both days. So everybody asks this kasha. So the very famous Teretz of Mishnah Lamelech, it's Pashup Shat. Mishnah Lamelech is found in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Beis, Halach Yid Aleph. Mishnah Lamelech writes that if you're going to be machmir by reading the Megillah on both days, you're not really saving us from this horrible fate that we would have met had you read it on the wrong day. Says, because let's say you're wrong. Let's say, really, the halacha would say that this is an ir mukefes choma, and therefore you should be reading it on Shushan Purim, and in the Olam HaHalacha, you're chayev every single year to read the Megillah on Tezvav, and you're reading it la'omeyat on your Dalad. So what's the worst thing that happened? So you weren't completely uprooting the chi of Megillah, you're just reading it on the wrong day for this particular thing. So it's true, this particular city will never be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Megillah. That's true. But Lamaisa, Klal Yisrael is still going to be Yotzei mitzvah of Mikra Megillah every single year. It's not going to be a problem for the rest of the Jewish people. Every single person besides people in this city are Yotzei the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. Hashem came by Dalet Kosos. What were we talking about? We were saying that all Bnei Yisrael should not do a Seba by any of the Dalet Kosos. Or even if we would have compromised and said all Bnei Yisrael should do a Seba for the first two Kosos or the last two Kosos, but not both sets. Why not? Because it's clearly only one of the two. So we should have gone with the first two or the last two. But then if everyone's doing it wrong, then the whole Takanas Chachamim is uprooted and nothing was ever done. So there's a big difference between something which is local to you, and if you one day move to a place which is Vadai, Chayiv and Mikra Megillah on a particular day, you're definitely going to be able to see the mitzvah every single year. So something which is local to you, we're going to compromise and say one or the other. In this case, we say on the regular day of Yidalad. But if it's something which is global for all of Klal Yisrael, so then we're not going to make a compromise sheet and say do one or the other. There we're going to say do both. That's the famous Teretz of Mishnah Melech. Yeah.
So why daf the 14th then?
I think the Ran says you read it on what's considered the regular day. You know, not the exception to the rule. Tezvav is the exception to the rule. I don't remember offhand, but
this answer is only going according to the second answer of the Ran. The first one.
According to the first answer of the Ran, it's not a steer right. At all. But that he quoted B'Shem Rabosov, he quoted the Yesh, there's a Yesh Omrim that said the first answer. The second answer is seemingly his own answer that he accepts.
Uh-huh, okay.
But either way, it's a little bit of a steer in the Ran. So that's famous Mishnah Melech Teretz, yeah. I'll get back to it. Just let me just finish this thought.
Okay.
So they're just based on this Mishnah Melech, there's a very famous, we continue with the same thought. The very famous Tshuva, the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer has a... I don't have the Maram Malkum one. I thought I wrote it down. Sorry about that. I don't know if you need a Maram Malkum. It's Chelek Vav, I think, in the Chasam Sofer, but I don't remember what Simon. The Shiloh was posed that somebody wasn't sure what day he had Yortzeit. It was one of two possible days. So in those days, they used to do the Minig Ashkenaz. The Minig Ashkenaz is that only one person davens for the Amid when he, you know, whoever the Chiyav is, and that person says Kaddish. Right? Nowadays, we do the Minig Sfard. The Minig Sfard is that anybody has to say Kaddish, or even people who just want to say Kaddish, they all say Kaddish at the same time when the Shlich Tzibur answers the proper thing. So it's really not such a big inyan to daven for the Amid anymore when you're a Chiyav. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. saying, but it's certainly not nearly as big an inyan as it was when we actually followed the Minhag Ashkenaz, which is that the only guy who says Kaddish is the guy who davens for the Amid. But nowadays, it's not really that big a deal because you're still going to have plenty of opportunity to say Kaddish. So the Chasam Sofer was asked to Shaila, should I fight for the Amid on both days? He just wants to know what to do. Should the guy fight for the Amid on both days and try to, whoever else would have been chayv to daven for the Amid on that day, is going to be pushed off? Let's say a guy was within Shloshim, or a guy was within Yud Beis Chodesh, so he's going to get pushed off by the guy with Yard Site. And he wants to know whether he should try to push the guy off two times or just no times, one time. So he wasn't sure. So the Chasam Sofer was mitzayin this Mishnah Lamelch. He said it's the same suffix. What do you mean it's the same suffix? He says, depends. Do you have any brothers who are not living in the same city as you? So he says, if you have a brother who's living in a different city and he's going to get the Amid on the correct day, so then you don't have to fight for the Amid on any of the days. You because the yard site is going to be Miskayim. So you don't. It's not like the whole yard site is going to go and be over a bottle. Somebody's going to be saying Kaddish for your father on that yard site. And therefore, you don't fight for the Amid if you don't know what day it is. But if there's no one else who's going to say Kaddish, if you don't have any brothers or you don't have anybody else say Kaddish, who knows what the right, or if you have a brother, but he doesn't know what the right day is either, so you have to fight for the Amid on both days. Because then you want to make sure that the yard site is being the sky. There's, you know, whatever the important union of yard site, so therefore you have to make sure that the yard site is being the sky. So what's another possibility? I was just thinking, yeah? Yeah, so let's say you're only going to get one day, so you maybe should, if you can't, if the people in your city aren't going to give you 2 days, and neither of the two brothers knows which day it is, let one brother fight for one day in one city, and one brother fight for the other. Yeah, okay, maybe. About that? I don't think he brought that one up. No, he was assuming that that only this brother forgot when the yard site was. If the other brother knows when the yard site is, you know, I have the same thing with I have one of my brothers makes sure to call us all when we have yard site. You know, there's always one brother in every family who knows when things are. You know, so I'm saying my brother always reminds me when we have yard site. Sometimes reminds me day late, but he's like, oh yeah, he'll call me the morning of. He'll say, I hope you said Kaddish last night. So yeah, don't worry. But nowadays, when you have calendars that, you know, and emails and everything else, that it's easy to remind yourself. But back in the day, there was a chashash that people were going to forget things. But anyway, nowadays it's not a shaila. So if the other brother knows when the yard site is, so then you can't have the Amid either day because you don't know exactly when the yard site is. As long as the yard site is Niskayim.
If the other brother knows, just ask him. If he doesn't know, then...
No, he couldn't call him on his cell phone because they didn't have good service in Hungary. Saying they didn't have good cell service where he was.
So how do you know that he knew?
Because one of your brothers has his act together and you don't have your act together. I'm saying it's understood. Yeah.
As long as someone else is doing it thing works. That sounds like there's a chiyuv on the tzibor. Say Megillah. Well, it's like each person has their own chiyuv to say to have the Megillah heard on the correct day. Or so I think like okay, that is great that it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be messed up. But like has it, you know, like we should still be machmer for your chiyuv on your.
You should be machmer. So if you want to be, if you're so frum, then leave the city before Purim and come back after Purim. If you're so careful, okay. So that would be recommended. To avoid, in general, whenever you can avoid a suffix, you should avoid a suffix. There's no question. But here you can't avoid it for whatever reason. You have something going on in the city that you need to be there for. And you can't go outside the city for any reason whatsoever. So what should you do? You have a suffix. So that, in that case, you can read.
Versus reading it both days. Not going outside the city.
Right.
Just like the Ryan said, you read for both days because... what's the idea here that like okay, I mean, it is a good idea that you shouldn't have the misbeam the bottle, like someone's gonna do it on the correct day. But as per your chiyuv gavra, why aren't I concerned about that to read on both days?
You could do a lot of things, but that's not the halacha. There's no, I don't think anybody would laugh at you if you read it both days, but at the end of the day, that's not the halacha. Okay. So this is the little bit of a side topic, but it's all based on the svar of the Tosefa Shabbos. Now, in terms of the answer of the Tosefa Shabbos, who says that we're going to be mevatel the takana, and that's the difference between Kriyas HaTorah and Kriyas HaMegillah, I just thought you could give, off the top of my head, I was able to think of four answers, which, notwithstanding, I think the Tosefa Shabbos Teretz is definitely emes, so just four other possible answers, which I think might also be true. Anyone have any answers to this? Yeah, so what do you want to say? Right.
Not every single person is going to be counting around the Torah trying to figure it out. Because he knows if you just have to go to shul, whoever's the Baal Torah is going to, and there's not shash for every single person.
Right. So this is the generally speaking, we assume that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaTzibur, not a Chovas HaYach. This was big machlokas between Rav Soloveitchik's two grandfathers. Right. Rav Chaim Brisker had this bug in his head that he held. Kriyas HaTorah was a Chovas HaYachid, and you couldn't convince him otherwise. They said every time that Reb Chaim and Reb Elia Pruzhner would get together, they would always discuss this inyan, and whatever rayas were brought to Reb Chaim, he would shrug them off. He didn't accept anything. He was convinced that it was definitely a Chovas HaYachid. But generally speaking, we accept the idea that that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaTzibur. So let's say you can't make it to shul that day. You're sick or you're not feeling whatever. So okay. So the tzibur was still yotze Kriyas HaTorah, and you didn't have a chiyuv to be yotze Kriyas HaTorah anyway, so what's the big deal? Mashenkin, a person who's an individual, didn't hear the Megillah, he still has to hear the Megillah, so he's going to have his own Megillah. So too, it's generally much more of a chashash that people are going to carry the Megillah, which is their own personal chiyuv, and you're going to have a lot of people who are not bakiyan in the Megillah, reading the Megillah, because not necessarily reading the Megillah for the Tzibur, but reading the Megillah B'yachid, then they're dafka going to want to go Eitzel Baki to make sure that they're doing it right. Hashem can increase a Torah. Not everybody needs to carry a Torah around with him just in case he can't make laning that day and read the Torah. There's no chiyuv. So therefore, there's much less of a chashash that the person's going to carry safer Torah than he's going to carry a Megillah. That was the second teretz I wanted to give. The first teretz. Another teretz, I thought you could say, is that we know from the opening sugi. Oh, so just one more diak, I'm sorry. Just one more diak in the first teretz. Maybe that's the lushan that the Gemara uses. We say, Hakol chayavin b'mikra Megillah, v'ain hakol b'kiyin b'mikra Megillah. Meaning, dafka because hakol chayavin, that's a chovas hayachid, we make this takana. But if it wasn't hakol chayavin, if it was just that the tzibur is chayav, so maybe they wouldn't have made this takana. Yeah. No.
So that's what everyone is. We still have a chayav and lulav. We just don't have a...
Right, but that's what... No, that was my point. Meaning, according to this question, it's dafka lafuke, those types of readings which are chovas hatzibur. There was never a hava mina that taking dalet minim was a chovas hatzibur. There's no... You're not. What are you contrasting it with? You're not contrasting it with Kriyas HaTorah, which is not a chovas hayachid. So dafka hakol chayav mimikra Megillah. Okay, lemaisa, whatever. It's more of a mnemonic device than an actual diak. But the second teretz is that when was the takana for Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos morning 4? It was dafka for Shabbos morning. It's not if you wanted to read the entire parsha of the week on Sunday morning, you're not going to be mekayim the takana of Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos morning, because that's goof for the takana to read it on Shabbos morning. Mashenkin, Mikra Megillah, the opening Mishnah in the Masechta lists off all the possible days that you could be Yotze reading the Megillah. And even though the Gemara says already from the times of the Tanaim, they weren't being Somech on most of these days, but Lemaisa, the initial Takana, included a bunch of other days. They were Maktim Liyom Maknisa, we were Ma'achal Liyom Maknisa, right? We were Dafka reading it when people were able to hear the Megillah. We would read it as early, what was it, the earliest was the 11th? So we could read it as early as the 11th. And therefore, based on the Gemara's saying that we could read the Megillah on different days, it really wasn't that big of a deal for them to be oker the reading of the Megillah if the 14th day turns out to be Shabbos. So let them read it on one of the other days, because that was the original Takanas Chacham of the Megillah anyway. Mashenkin, Kriyas HaTorah, if you don't read the Torah on Shabbos, you're completely being Mevatel Takana. So therefore, it wasn't such an easy thing to do to remove Torah reading every Shabbos. as opposed to reading the Megillah on your Daled, which was not the only way to go about the mitzvah. Yeah.
Is this answer any different than the answer we had, whatever, 10, 15 minutes ago?
What, the Tosefta Shabbos' answer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying, well, it's within the Tosefta Shabbos' mahalach that they didn't want to uproot the entire takan of laning on Shabbos. Well, I'm saying a little bit differently that like when you read the, when you move the Mikra Megillah, it's not just that other years they will read the Megillah. Even that year, you're not really destroying the takanas chachamim of reading the Megillah because you're allowed to read the Megillah on other days. Shabbos, you can't lane other days and be yotze that takan. All right, another answer is that we know that the Gemara in a couple of places in Maseches Megillah, Daf Chaf Alef Amud Beis, and in Maseches Roshan, Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph, tells us with the Shaila, the Mishnah has a Shaila about how, what if two people read the Megillah at the same time, or two people read the Torah at the same time, so we have a problem called Trei Koli Lo Mishtami. Right, we say that two voices, they confuse us. We're not going to hear properly what we're supposed to hear. And therefore, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, we can't have two maturgamen, or we can't have two people reading. We're not going to hear what's going on. But with Mikra Megillah, we say even if two people read the Megillah at the same time, or even if 100, we say it by Hallel and the Megillah, even if 100 people read it at the same time, so we're still going to be yotzei the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. And what's the reason? Anybody remember? Because we say that the Megillah is a mitzvah chaviva. We love it so much. Everybody loves the Megillah. Right, so everybody's listening so carefully, we're going to make sure that we hear every single word. Mashenkin, when it comes to Shabbos laning, so obviously, listen, we love Torah, but the Kriyas HaTorah is not as chaviv as Mikra Megillah. It's Ma'aseh B'Chol Yom. You can go out and see that people, even people who love Torah, what do they do during laning? They do what they're not supposed to do. They learn other things, right? So really, you have to stop whatever you're doing and pay attention to the laning, but it's not... We don't find that so much. We find people doing other things during laning. Everybody, when it comes to Mikra Megillah, they're doing one thing and one thing only. They're listening to the Megillah finished. Right? So since the Mikra Megillah is a mitzvah chaviva, that everybody loves it so much, so it's much more shaykh that somebody's going to want to learn to read it for himself. Everybody wants to be able to read the Megillah for themselves. And thus, it's shaykh that people are going to take it eitzel baki. Mashen ken kriyas haTorah. Yeah, we'll let the bakari do it. Nobody has to worry so much about it. About Kriyas HaTorah, so that it's not that big a chashash that somebody's going to want to learn it. Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather do the flower knowing to have all these psukim reading it twice and that one not.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That's a different part. Anyway, the last teretz, I had another teretz, very balbatish, was that the Prima Gadim writes this a bunch of places. Prima Gadim writes in Simitov Reish Tzadik in the Mishpat Zozov on the Taz Sivkut and Vav. And in many other, at least three other places, the Prima Gadim writes, and this is also the Psak of the Mishnah Brura in Siman Tov Resh Pei Tes, Sivkat and Yates, that Lechatchila, one, and not only that, the Prima Gadim writes, even a woman, if she's a Chachama, if she's a wise person and she knows how to read the Megillah, so a person, Lechatchila, should have a Kasher Megillah on him and read Mila B'Mila with the Baal Koreh during the Kriyas HaMegillah. So if this is true, so if everybody brings a Megillah to Shul, and we're reading a Megillah on Shabbos, it's much more, we have to be much more choshish that somebody's going to carry on Shabbos when we're reading the Megillah on Shabbos. Masha'en Kain, you know, with Kriyas HaTorah, people will either bring nothing or they'll have Chumashim in Shul. It's not really a chashash that people are going to carry Chumashim on Shabbos because it's Kriyas HaTorah this week. But when it comes to Mikra Megillah, so there's much more of a greater chashash that people are going to carry because everybody, there's a din that people are supposed to have their own Megillah. So if a guy forgot his Megillah at home, he's been listening to the Megillah with his own Megillah every year since his Bar Mitzvah, he's not going to not bring his Megillah to Shul that week. And therefore, it's a chashash that the person's going to carry his Megillah on Shabbos. Again, it's not, you know, probably not Pashup Shat, but also because it doesn't fit into the words of the takana that he's going to go Eitzel Baki to learn how to read it properly. This is talking about bringing it to shul. But Einachinami, within the proper Kiyam HaMitzvah of Mikra Megillah, if you want to be, if you can afford it and you want to be Yotzei the way the Prima Gadim and the Mishnah Berurah want you to be Yotzei, so you should bring your own Megillah to shul. And thus it's going to be, it's a Chashash Hotzah. Okay? All right. Anyway, let's get back a little bit back on track. So the... The Prima Gadim continues, and he talks about Vim Yesh Koach Laakor Belav Sheval Tase. So what about a losase that you could be okerit b'sheval tase, yire dehavika ase, kol zman sheina b'kumva ase. So the Prima Gadim wants to say that in his opinion, you can even be okerit davar min haTorah if that davar min haTorah is a losase, as long as the way you're being okerit is b'sheval tase, not b'kumva ase. We spoke about this last year when we were doing that.
A
losase that you could violate b'shev al tase. We spoke about this last year. We mentioned Rabbi Chanan's vort in the Tosfos and Bava Basra by Tztaka, where there's an isser not to give Tztaka, but we still say Osik b'mitzvah patim and amitzvah paters you from the losase of giving Tztaka. You remember that? So he said, why? Osik b'mitzvah doesn't work by losase. He says, who says Osik b'mitzvah doesn't work by losase? Maybe Osik b'mitzvah just doesn't pater you in doing things. You can't eat a cheeseburger on your way to the hospital to save somebody's life because that's violating an isser, bikumva ase. But you can violate the isser of not giving tzedakah, bikumva ase, right? You can violate the isser of not giving tzedakah because that isser is violated b'shev al tase. And thus, it's not a problem. So that's Prima Gadim buys into that. By Akira's Davar Min haTorah as well, and he says the fact that there's a losase attached to something or a losase that exists on its own is not a problem if you're going to end up violating that losase b'shev al tase. Same idea. And as ve'ezen nikra shev al tase tzorach lis yashiv harbeis. It's not so pushed how you define something as shev al tase or kumvase. That already is a complicated shaila. V'tzitzis, he just throws in one of them. He says v'tzitzis yeshonim shu shev al tase. I want to say that tzitzis is shev al tase. If you tell a guy not to wear tzitzis, maybe that's violating tzitzis b'kumvase, maybe shev al tase. Zayin tosas yivamis, tzadik amud beis, v'archayim yud gimel, v'gadol, kavar abriyas, doche, shev al tase, dvar Torah. Right, so he wants to say that we mentioned this last Thursday, by the din of Kavod Abrius, that you can be mevatel something which is daraisa b'shev al tase, avol kumvase eino docha kiyim derabbanan. But you can only violate nisa derabbanan b'kumvase. Tahachi asina ki debuina lemeimar lekamo nemir tzashem b'mailo madrega mizah. In the next mailo madrega, we'll talk about this a little bit, he says, but just keeping in mind that Kavod Abrius is not allowed you to violate a nisa daraisa b'kumvase, but it does allow you not to do a mitzvah daraisa or to violate nisa daraisa b'shev al tase. That was his point. Just in terms of this Tosfos that he brings down in Yevamis on Daf Tzadik Amud Beis, the Ramas of Kulhu. So if you look in footnote 75, you get part of it there. It's the same. I think it's the same thing. So he's talking about the Gzeira of Sodin B'tzitzis. So you have a Chashash of Sodin B'tzitzis. The Sodin was generally a problem of Shatnez. And they were Oker, the mitzvah of Tzitzis, by Sodin, because of a chashash of wearing shatnez with the tzitzis. Normally, it's not an isser to wear shatnez with the tzitzis. Right, we learn it from the asei dochelos, asei from the same pasuk, the hekish of the isser of shatnez, and then in the same pasuk it says gdilim tasimcha, that you should make tzitzis. So we see that the din of tzitzis docha the isser of shatnez. But nevertheless, up to nighttime perhaps, or other things where you wouldn't be yotze the mitzvah tzitzis, and then you would have the shatnez on, then you'd be in violation of wearing shatnez during that time. So they patered sodin b'tzitzis. He said, when you have a sodin, you should not put tzitzis on it, because otherwise it would be a violation of shatnez during the time period that you're not chayiv in the mitzvah tzitzis. And therefore they were okay, davar min haTorah, and they said, even though the Torah says you got to put tzitzis on this four-cornered sodin, we're telling you not to do it, because we're afraid of shatnez. That was the gzeira that the Gemara is referring to. So then the kasha is, wait a minute, how is that considered shev al tase? You're actively wearing a beged that has no tzitzis on it. Isn't that in violation of the din of tzitzis b'kum vase? So when the Chachamim said don't put tzitzis on it, they were really telling you to be oker davar min haTorah b'kum vase, not b'shev al tase. Says the chimachase betalis the bas chiyuvahi. The ain bot tzitzis are over be a dime. Once you put that sudden on, you're violating the isser of not wearing tzitzis. Now, it's not an isser, but you're violating the assay of wearing tzitzis, bikum va'asay. So that's the kasha of Tosus. So Tosus gives a teretz. Vishlomar, dibishas ituf akate lo mechayiv ad achash nisatif. It's an interesting thing. When are you chayiv in the midst of tzitzis? When the beged's already on you. Not when you put it on. Because when you put it on, it's still not a chiyuv. Why? Because it says, diksuscha mash mashata machuse bo kvar. It's supposed to be on your clothing. Now, what's the definition of your clothing? Now, if I own a four-cornered garment that I don't put on, do I have to put tzitzis on that? Right, that's a machlokis in the Gemara, whether it's a chovas man or a chovas gavra. We paskin, it's a chovas gavra. If you can own a million four-cornered begadim, you're not chayiv to put tzitzis on any of them, kol zman, that you don't wear them. It's not that you have to have a drawer full of four-cornered begadim and they all have to be wearing tzitzis. They have to have tzitzis on their corners. That's not true. And therefore, you have to ask yourself, when exactly does the chiyuv tzitzis set in? So Tosos wants to argue that the chiyuv tzitzis sets in once it's already on you. Because when you're putting it on, it's still like, quote-unquote, a chovas mana. It's still something that the beged's not chayiv in tzitzis. So then at the end of the day, there actually is no maisa of putting on tzitzis. Right? There's no maisa of putting on tzitzis in terms of that's the maisa mitzvah. The maisa mitzvah is that you're wearing the tzitzis. And therefore, you're not going to be in violation of the isser of putting on a beged that doesn't have tzitzis. Because there is no such isser. Because the mitzvah is not to put on the tzitzis, the mitzvah is to have the tzitzis on a beged that you're already wearing. So that's the lashon he uses. It says, the ksuscha mashma sha'ata mechusa bo kvar. V'asher techase bo asa ledrosha achrit. I don't remember nachs, whatever that means. Ula achar shenisateif demischayev sheval tasahu. Once you're already wearing the tzitzis, then you're now chayiv in tzitzis. That's already called sheva al tasa. Yeah.
Something like a bed or something like that?
Well, no. It's talking about something that they would wear in terms of a linen garment, and then you would put the wool tzitzis on the...
So it's an actual thing that people would wear.
Right. But it was a gzeirah to ksus laila that they were afraid if you're not chayiv in tzitzis at night, so... you're not going to be Mekayim in the mitzvah of tzitzis. And once you're not being Mekayim in the mitzvah of tzitzis, because the wrong zman, so then you're not going to be blocking the isser of shatnas. And thus you're going to be in violation of the isser of shatnas. So they said, just forget the whole thing. Forget about putting tzitzis on the sadin.
And by
regular beged, it's not shatnas. This only applies to a beged that would have otherwise been shatnas. I assume the term linens comes from the fact that they were once made out of linen. My wife told me, must have been, 7 years ago or so, my wife told me that linens are not actually made out of linen. I was shocked. I thought, I don't know. I would have thought that, call them linens, they're probably made out of linen. But turns out it's not so.
Cotton?
I don't know. Whatever, whatever you buy. But they're not made out of linen. I don't know. Balamaisa, in those days, linens were made out of linen. So any linen beged would be potter from tzitzis midrabanan, even though it's chayiv min haTorah, because of chashash v'shanas.
And then that's at night when you're not going to be chayiv mitzvah?
It's all the time, because we're choshish that when you're not, because it's going to switch to a time that you're not being chayiv the mitzvah, and then you're going to be in violation of the isser. So we said, forget the whole thing. Don't put tzitzis on any linen beged. All right, maybe we'll leave it here. Next time we'll go to Os Yud, the Madrego Ma'alashniyah.